News and views from an on-street perspective. This is Not Street Cast. Welcome to Not Street Cast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Josh.
Hey, Josh, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you doing, friend?
I'm doing quite well. Weather's very nice down there, isn't it?
It is gorgeous. I don't know about you in the Berg.
It's 83 here. It's pretty nice. I just went out and I had to drop something off of the UPS. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh, you're matching me today. It's 85. So it is 85 and sunny in Atlanta. So,
of course, tomorrow it's going to be rainy and then the 60s.
Ooh, don't say that. I didn't even look tomorrow yet. So I'm just glad it's Friday.
You're like, hey, it's nice on Friday. That's all that matters. So
I'm done with work. It's Friday. And as Janet would say, I'm ready for my escapade. You know, I've cashed my check. Come on, baby. Let's go.
There you go. So you got paid, huh?
No, not this week. I wish.
I did.
Good. Then you can give me a loan till next Friday.
Where did my paycheck go to? Huh? Gone all of a sudden. The worst is when you forget to submit your timesheet and you get half your pay. Have you ever had that happen to you? And like you're salaried, right?
I'm salaried, but that's good and bad because And if you're salaried, you don't get hourly. So there is no overtime. You just kind of do it and you don't get paid for it.
Yeah. And the reason why I'm paid hourly is I also get shift differential because I work these really weird shifts.
You do.
Pay me extra money for working weird shifts. So it's part of the reason why I work the weird shift. Plus, I've been working it for years now, so I'm kind of used to it, you know?
Yeah. And it's kind of nice. I like your shifts because you get to work the shifts that nobody else works. So it's like, you don't have the volume like everybody else does.
I also don't deal with the bullshit. I don't deal with the bullshit.
But you deal
either.
With the crazy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You get the crazy folk that call up and need the craziest stuff at the most random hour. And it's just kind of like, what are you even doing up and not in bed?
It's either weird, crazy bullshit that needs handled immediately. And I can't wait till the next day. But I'm kind of like, in my mind, why the hell did you call at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, it's kind of like, what are you doing up at 2 a.m.? Knowing that they're...
With my job, they produce stuff 24/7. So it's one of those cases where we need to be around in case there is like a high priority ticket that needs to be issued. We're the ones who do that. So, yeah, well, so we're 24/7
high priority then. So,
yeah.
Well, you're always my tech guru.
So we have to make an admission here. This is actually the second time that we recorded this because the first time didn't go so well.
It sucked.
Yeah.
I called Joe up and said, that was horrible. And I said, let's do it again.
Well, also too, you seem like you were off that day. You seem like, you know, I was like, okay, you didn't want to be on camera. Yeah. And then you got sick.
I had so many Zooms and so many Teams that day with clients and my internet would not stay stable all day. And I had reset it a million times and my internet's always perfect. And then the next day I woke up with a fever and I was just hot, massive headache, felt horrible. And then now it's the next day and I feel fine. I don't get it. It's really weird. But you also gave me the hard stories, friend.
Yeah. I realize you're not Becca. We miss Becca.
I'm not a Becca. I love you, Becca.
We're so sad Becca has left us.
We miss you, Becca.
Becca
is dead. I told
JoJo,
he got to give me the easier stories. I saw children's literature, for God's sakes.
Becca is dead.
Becca, we love you. Wherever you may be.
Becca is dead, apparently.
Rest in power, love.
No, she's not dead. I'm sorry. I actually talked to her yesterday. She's putting in an air conditioner. Because it's so warm up here. Yeah. She needed to put in an AC to make herself cold. Me, I already have mine installed. Mine stay installed all year round because when I'm not using mine, I just put the curtain in front of it and just forget about it.
Well, you know what? I noticed that up north too, because I'm down south. I mean, I lived up north, all the apartments for the most part, and a lot of the homes are older. And I saw more window AC units than I've ever seen, like visiting people, going to their houses, their apartments. And even in the apartment that I had the AC ones. So now that I'm back south again, I'm central, you know? So it's just, I don't have the window ones anymore, so.
So just to clarify, you had the one that was actually, it was like a regular like AC unit you put in your window, but it was built into your wall.
Right.
You had to turn that on and everything there anytime you wanted to cool the place down.
Yep.
But in this case, down south where you live now, you actually have central AC.
Central heat and air. Yeah. Okay. You don't see hardly any. I don't think I've seen any window AC units. Oh, but wow. In Pittsburgh, I saw them all the time when I lived up north. So it's interesting.
You know what cracks me up is that whenever I see the pictures of people who have window AC units installed in their cars.
I do too. I've seen that before, like on Facebook where people have taken pictures and they literally, like, their AC's broken. So they've like ghetto, like red plywood and stuff.
Talk about ghetto rigged. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, it doesn't look good. It's kind of like, get your AC fixed in your car. They'd probably be cheaper, to be honest with you.
Right. Exactly. And it's probably not that safe, to be honest.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You're completely blocking up a window there too.
And I see some interesting cars where I'm at too, because we don't have inspections.
Oh. So
that was a shock when I moved here. So you can see some interesting vehicles, you know, that are bandaged up, duct tape,
right?
Name it. Like, we don't do inspections here, which is really interesting.
And it shows, right?
It does show. But a lot of people have nice cars. I do have to say that, because I see a lot of fun cars here that I didn't see up north because the weather's better.
Like, you see a lot of sports cars?
Oh, yes. And they have, I don't even know what you call them. Like, I went out to dinner the other night.
Like a Ferrari, and, Lamborghini.
No. Oh, well, I see those too. But
yeah.
There are these like street cars.
Okay.
I never saw them in Pittsburgh. They're like on three wheels, so to speak, almost.
Can-Am.
And like, I don't know what you call them.
I think it's two wheels in the front and one wheel in the back.
It's something like that.
Yeah. It's like
really
a tricycle, but opposite.
Yeah, that's what my friend said. They said, oh, there's a tricycle, and they were joking about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, that tricycle was big pimp, and it had the best music and lights. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
it's like a glorified motorcycle, basically.
It was like neon green. It was so cool. I was like, oh my God, I want to ride that thing, you know? Like,
yeah, that's a Can-Am. So, I have friends who have those. So,
do you? Okay. Cause I was like, that's something that, you know, I don't see that often. So, but I see a lot of those here. People really get into their vehicles here.
Speaking of sports cars, the thing that I find funny is when people have sports cars in Western Pennsylvania, because I'll be honest, our roads are okay here. We have a lot more potholes because of the weather and the lack of Pennsylvania maintenance.
Right.
So I'm kind of like, okay, you have the sports car with very low clearance and these very small tires. As soon as you run over a pothole, flat tire.
It's gone.
Yep. Like, what's the point of having a sports car in Western Pennsylvania?
I have no idea, friend.
You need a Jeep.
Yeah. You need a Jeep. One of those SUVs. Mm-hmm. I actually had an SUV, and one thing I've been able to do is get rid of it, and I have a car again. So
you have a sedan now. So the only thing I don't like about sedans is that you sit so low to the ground.
That's the hardest thing getting used to. And plus, these cars now, so electronic. Like, I still don't know what half of this stuff does. And I didn't even know what half the stuff did in my last car. And now we moved up to 24. So I'm like, oh, great. You know, this is even better.
I had one friend who went to change his oil, and they were measuring the oil in the dipstick. And the oil was like a light brown, like it should be when it's new.
Right.
He's like, oh my God. It's like, no, that's normal. That's good. You know, it's just, boy, it just makes me scratch my head that people know very little about cars to the point where it's kind of like, you don't know where the, like you probably know where the windshield washer fluid goes, right?
I do know that.
And you know what a radiator
is? I do know that.
Is?
The what?
Radiator.
No.
It cools down
but
the car.
But I... Oh,
has coolant in it. And there's oil.
Oh, no,
right?
No. I don't know any of that.
Okay, but, so you're just as bad as them, I see.
No, I can do the windshield washer fluid. And one of my friends was so proud of me because I needed a jump start one day. And guess what? I had jumper cables in my trunk.
Fancy.
And they thought for sure, oh, you just have them. I'm like, you can't do that. By gosh, I got out there, JoJo. And I hooked the red up and the little black one up, and boom, I did it myself. And that's one thing I did learn. So I can jumpstart your car for you.
Well, you didn't connect the negative and the positive on the other end, did you? You connected the negative to a ground, right?
I've done that once before and it sparks.
No, you're supposed to do that, I thought, right? You're supposed to connect the positive to the other battery and then connect the negative from coming from your car to a ground.
Oh, do I know something more than you? Oh, me. Look at me being all bitch today.
You probably could do that because you're connecting it to a negative to a negative, so that's probably fine.
Right. You connect the negative to the negative and the positive to the positive.
I thought you connected the negative coming from the car to the ground, but you made a spark, huh? Usually if you connect them together there, you're short circuiting.
If you don't pay attention and you put them on like the wrong one, or
ouch.
Sparks fly. Then you get some fireworks.
Speaking of sparks flying here, hold on here a second. I have to grab something real quick.
Okay.
Okay, I grabbed it here. I'm holding in my hand this bag.
Oh, this, I hate that logo.
Isn't this the epitome of fashion right here? This is a 24-hour urine sample bag from Quest Diagnostics. And I posted this on Facebook. I'm like, isn't this the epitome of fashion right here? You know? So basically my cardiologist was trying to, you know, find out how my kidneys are doing and everything there, because when you have heart conditions there, they can lead to kidney problems, you know?
Okay.
And if you let them go, they can lead to dialysis. So obviously we want to keep that from happening, and I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. For 24 hours.
Normally when I went to the doctor, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I went to Quest and I got my blood drawn like I normally do.
Right.
And, I thought I was going to have to pee in a cup, you know, how you normally like we always done do, it every know, other like time, right?
Typical.
They're like, have you ever done a 24-hour urine sample? I'm like, no, what is that? So they bring out that bag I just showed you there, and they also bring out this container. And I'm holding up to Josh right now, this orange container. It's about the size of a milk bottle. And basically,
he has got a jug, y'all. Like,
and basically,
look at my southern coming out. He's got a
jug
that he has to literally pee into.
It's about the size of like it's not like a gallon, but like a pint, or I'm sorry, a quarter milk. And here's the worst part about it. You have to refrigerate it. So if you want to come to my house and get some fresh pee, woohoo.
I'm going to double check anything I pull out of his fridge the next time I visit.
Cold, fresh pee here.
Because that would be just me to go pour something. Like, oh, whatever. Not paying attention, yellow. You know. Oh, like, what's this? Like,
iced tea, yum. Why does it smell so bad? Anyways, I promise it will not be in my refrigerator whenever you visit. You know, I'm embarrassed to have to put it in my refrigerator.
I know, right? At least it's just a day. At least it's just like 24 hours.
So. Yeah, and after that, I have to clean my refrigerator because it's kind of like I had pee in it. You know, it's like,
Then you're kind of like, I got to clean this now. Even if it doesn't get anywhere, you're like, I still want to clean this.
But, you know, none of us think any worse about, you know, taking a piss in the bathtub when we're taking a shower. Do you do that? I mean, everybody does it. Let's be honest. Do you do that?
No. Actually, I don't.
No, you actually get out of the shower and go over to the toilet, huh?
Well, I usually... You're being so personal. I usually pee before I get in the shower.
But sometimes you get in there, the water turns on, and it's kind of like, ooh, I need to go because of the sound of rushing water, you know?
If I have to go to the bathroom and I'm in the shower, I would get out of the shower, like, or just hold it till I get out of the shower. I've never been one of those people, and I'm not into water sports either, so don't even ask.
I never asked you that.
I figured you might be going there. This is a gay podcast. Hello.
I can't say the thought didn't cross my mind, but no.
See, dirty mind.
Things alike. I don't know. Oh, man. Okay. So we've established you don't pee in the shower, you know?
No.
I don't do it very often.
It's my shower. Like, that's where I go to get clean. I've been with guys before.
After you lathered up, you don't pee in yourself. I'm sorry?
I've been with guys before that have done that. Like, I've went to like jump in the shower with them before.
They're literally
been pissing in the shower, but To me, I'm like, no, that's where I take my bath. That's where I take my shower. Like, I just.
Yeah, I would not do that in front of other people. I would jump out of the shower too and go over to the toilet if, somebody else was there. I wouldn't, if I'm there by myself, who cares? Nobody's gonna see it,
Well, my problem was is I was sneaking in, trying to
Oh,
be,
okay. And they're trying to be sneaky and take a piss in the shower.
Let's just say that, yeah, he didn't really know what was like,
What would be worse
me and.
is if you're taking a bath and they piss in the bathtub, kind of like somebody pissing in your pool, Yuck. Anyways, yeah, we're gonna get off the subject here because
Yeah, we have been on this subject too long.
yeah, it's like you keep talking about it and keep talking about it. Yeah, it's like, oh God. But you put two gay men together, what do you get?
All right. See, and that's why we don't have Becca, We don't have that other
Right?
point of view
Yeah.
now. Becca would have been like, shut up by now, guys.
No, she just would have been like, right?
Yes.
Oh man, oh man. But anyways, we also have to talk about something here is that you're coming up on your lease renewal for your place, right?
Yes. So I've had a lot on my mind. Because I have a new job that I started in January. And now that I'm remote, I could literally live anywhere as long as I'm within 30 minutes
So
of an
let's clarify
airport,
something here. When you moved from Pittsburgh to Atlanta, you did not move here for this current job that you have.
I took another position.
Nowadays, you have a new job that doesn't require you to live in Atlanta.
I am fully remote, but I mean, I still attend like meetings as needed, conferences, things like that. But,
So why are
like
you
bigger
thinking of moving
cities.
out of Hotlanta?
I don't know. I was just somebody asked me the other day. They said, now that you're remote, they said, and you can live anywhere, are you going to stay in Atlanta another year? And I was thought, well, I don't know. Because the only thing I thought about was not having a beach
Okay.
because the closest beach to us is 4 hours away.
That's not good. That's not good at
Not
all.
good.
Good
And I
Lord.
love the beach. So I'm kind of like thinking, I want to stay on the East Coast, but I'm thinking, I love Atlanta, don't get me wrong. But if I did move, I want to move somewhere like I could be closer to a beach per se.
Plus,
So,
Atlanta's not necessarily the
but still in a
cheapest
big
place to
city.
live either, right?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You've been here, like.
Being from Pittsburgh, I didn't find like when I went out to shop, or we went to eat or something, it wasn't any more expensive than it would be in Pittsburgh. But I would imagine like rents would be higher and stuff like that.
Rent is where they
Yeah.
get you, transportation, everything
Well, you don't
else.
have car
So,
inspections, so you're not paying out the ass for those.
new, no,
But do you have
thank
other
God.
things going on
So,
there? I don't know. Do you have like a vehicle tax or something like that? Or who knows? But anyways.
no, you just pay them once, you
Oh,
just pay
okay.
them one time, that's it. And when you buy the car or if you
And drive
transfer
your
it, then
jalopy
that's
around,
it.
right? Yeah,
So, and yeah, and then I mean, as long as you pay for it, then they don't care. If it's falling apart, go for
So you're thinking of moving to a place
it.
that has the beach there. So, Raleigh, North Carolina, you were thinking of, right? A little bit north of you there, but.
I started my career in Raleigh, and that's been kind of on my mind because I still have a lot of
Okay.
friends there. And it would put me closer to the burg because I still have a lot of friends there, put me closer to my hometown. And I'd kind of have the best of both worlds. So, and some of my friends from Raleigh have been hitting me up saying, hey, maybe you should come back because
Great.
I have the beach 2 hours away, not even 2 hours away,
Okay.
but you sell the city. So you
Yeah.
kind of get the best of both worlds. So it's been on my mind. We'll see.
So basically, in this case here, we're gonna help Josh out here. We're gonna do a
Please
poll on our
do.
website, right? So if you go to
Okay, let's do it.
nsc.lgbt forward slash poll, that's nsc.lgbt forward slash poll. It basically has the question, where should Josh move to? And so there's a bunch of different choices there, and you can also put in your own choice as well. And the choices we have there are Raleigh, as we're talking about, Cleveland, yay, mistake on the lake, Philadelphia, Richmond, because you have friends there too,
I do have a lot of friends in Richmond, yes.
Charlotte, North Carolina, Columbus,
Like
Ohio, which
Charlotte.
I don't know why you like Columbus so much. I don't know anything about
I
Columbus,
love
so.
Columbus. I'm going there soon, like next month for a conference. I'm so excited. So I
Move
love
back to
Columbus. It's a lot of
Pittsburgh.
fun.
Move back to Pittsburgh.
But always come back to the Berg.
Or stay in Atlanta. So those right are here. Those are the eight choices we have. But if you don't like any of those choices, you can put in your own choice. But keep in mind is that we have the requirements there. He needs to be, you know, by an airport, by a decent airport he can fly out of. And he wants access to a beach. So.
Yep.
But yeah.
That's my stipulation.
So, I mean, there may be places that we haven't thought of, you know, that exactly. would be good choices there. So you can put in your own choice. So nsc.lgbt/poll. P-O-L-L, not P-O-O-L. Which you pee in.
I knew you were going to say that.
Anyways. So I think it's about time. We're going to go ahead here and we're going to take a break. And coming up next in the news, right wingers missed the point yet again. Shocker. A pop superstar Katy Perry is turning in her LGBT card. As Not Straight Cast continues after this. Hey there, listener. Did you know about Audible? Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. You'll discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. Audible also includes thousands of podcasts, from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month and keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anywhere, anytime, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores, you decide. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Go to audibletrial.com/NSC. That's audibletrial.com/NSC. If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than VoxOnyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your website's load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system, absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to VoxOnyx.com. That's VoxOnyx.com. And now it's time for the news. And you're dancing like it's disco. This is like cheesy 70s music.
I have to. I'm excited. It's Pride Day.
Right? Yay. But anyways, so here's our first news
story. Somebody's
got
to keep me up to par.
Right? Anyways, so right wingers are missing the point again completely. Of course. It all started when ex-newsman Don Lemon appeared on Real Time with Bill Maher alongside NYU professor Scott Galloway. Their conversation largely revolved around the ongoing protests on college campuses at pro-Palestinian student-led groups at universities like Columbia, University of North Carolina, and UCLA establishing encampments. Many schools, including Galloway's, have turned to disciplinary action against such demonstrators. To his point, Lemon argued, the clash with administrators and their beliefs is teaching some of these students to deal with discomfort. But after a wisecrack from Maher about the hardships about living in a tent, Lemon explained that he was referring to a much bigger societal force. I'm different than you guys, he explained. I'm a black gay man, so I live in uncomfortable spaces all the time. It was a well-intentioned and truthful observation about what it means to be a minority in America. But as you can imagine, the idea of empathy and understanding racial qualities went over the head of the 68-year-old television host. What's going on? Mayer retorted, leaning back, cooling his chair. You said you live in these uncomfortable spaces. As Lemon clarified, he's often the only person of color in the room. And when Bill Maher quipped that there's only three of us here, it was clear that he missed the point completely. But the controversial comedian wasn't the only one. Over the weekend, the clip hit conservative-leaning corners of Twitter as critics tried to recontextualize the moment in favor of right-wing talking points. And who else was there? Take a guess, Josh.
I have no idea who.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, how I do love her so.
She said, good on you,
Bill
Maher. I'd love
to hear this.
Good on you, Bill Maher, the pro-Trump and former athlete turned social media incendiary wrote. Dawn is a privileged, wealthy, not to mention entitled, i.e. demands to X and CNN in alleged contract terms, celebrity. Get over yourself. So it's no surprise that Jenner, a transgender woman who no less disavowed Biden for recognizing Transgender Day of Visibility, couldn't bring herself to find nuance in the conversation. Furthermore, these types of comments are only reinforcing Lemon's point about what it means to be the only person from a particular group in a conversation. Furthermore, these types of comments are only reinforcing Lemon's point about what it means to be the only person from a particular group in a conversation. And while conservative outlets like Fox News are trying to paint one picture, many liberal viewers are seeing through the bullshit. Considering the political right is so obsessed with fake news, you'd think they wouldn't spend so much time creating it themselves. Really?
Huh. There's a lot of people in that one. And I've always liked Don Lemon.
Yeah, black gay man, you know, I mean.
I've always thought he was cute, to be honest.
Well, you know, he's gay, right?
Yeah, like, duh. I'm not that stupid, Joe. I know I'm bad about watching. Okay. Joe knows I'm really good with celebrity gossip, and he's seen the tabloids and everything else that's over here on, like, my coffee table.
Oh, good Lord. I thought you were blonde and dumb. I'm
not
sorry.
As good as keeping up with the news, but this was an interesting story. Don Lemon, Caitlyn Jenner, Bill. He's getting up there, too.
I think he called him Bill Mayer instead of Bill Maher in the story sometimes.
Well, whatever. But I didn't realize he was already like, wow, 68. He's getting
Bill
up there.
Maher? Yeah, he's pretty old.
Yeah.
I mean, but the fact that, you know, he completely skipped over the fact that Don Lemon was talking about the fact that he's a black gay man, you know, and so he's in a spot, you know, where he is the minority in the room, basically. You know?
Exactly.
And he comes from a different perspective than these other white waspy folks, you know?
Exactly. 100%. This is very interesting, you know, because he's sitting here making these wisecracks and he's talking about living in a tent. And
yeah, I mean,
I don't
these
know.
Protesters
I don't care
live in
for that
tents,
guy, to be
you know?
Honest.
It just kind of just like, it's like, of course they have the kind of like turn a conservative on, you know, Twitter or X, whatever the hell you call it nowadays.
Yeah.
The thing that we're not on. But anyways, yeah, of course, you know, they're all claiming there that it's just kind of like, yeah, he's a person, you know, he's a celebrity, you know.
Yeah, but they're automatically saying, oh, you're a celebrity, you're entitled. Well, just because somebody is a celebrity, it doesn't automatically, and you have to work to become a celebrity. I mean, it's not like you're born a celebrity. I mean, some people are.
Question why some people are still celebrities, right? Like Caitlyn Jenner, for example, why is she still a celebrity? Because.
Thank you.
She's Republican, and then she's, you know, taking positions against her own self-interest, you know?
And, yeah.
She's bitching about Transgender Day of Visibility. She's transgender.
I know.
But anyways, yeah. I mean, like Becca and I used to say, this could be its own show.
Well, no offense to Caitlyn either. I just don't think she's that pretty.
Well, like
I know
I said, that could be
play
another
into
show.
It. But, you know. And I hate to say this, but I have never really watched Bill that much. I used to watch Don all the time.
See, Don's
and of course
cute,
we all
but
know.
Caitlin's not, but you're a gay man. What do you expect?
Yeah, I kind of.
I always see you more attracted to Don than you are to Caitlin, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's hot. I always thought he was cute. And he reported the news.
Exactly.
And he was
so
good
go.
At what he did, you know, and I've always had much respect for him. So
anyways, we're going to move on to the next story here before we get ourselves into trouble. And this one's about Katy Perry.
Pop superstar Katy Perry is being slammed by her LGBTQ fans for thanking Tesla founder Elon Musk for sending her a new Cybertruck car. In a post on X, as we all know, Twitter, Perry shared a photo of herself standing in front of her army green Cybertruck and her hand placed on its bonnet. She unfortunately captioned it with, "Thanks for the delivery, Elon Musk," alongside a hashtag reading, "Idol, in a reference to her role as an American Idol judge. In the replies, Musk was there to tell her that the Cybertruck looks good, despite 4,000 of them already being recalled by Tesla due to having accelerator pedals that stick when being pressed down. Alongside Musk... I know, right? I don't even like these trucks. They're so super expensive. But let me finish the story. Alongside Musk, Perry's comment section was flooded with an endless number of fans slamming the Roar singer for publicly endorsing the controversial businessman.
So, baby, you're a Cybertruck. I can't sing. Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You probably did better than me. The 39-year-old's LGBTQ fans were particularly disappointed at her gratitude for him, considering his view on trans people. Unsurprisingly, Katy Perry fans have dubbed the singer embarrassing for her Musk thank you post. Imagine marrying Russell Brand not being the most embarrassing thing you've ever done, one person wrote. And post that has now been viewed more than 1 million times. Palling around with Elon Musk feels like a political decision at this point, added queer influencer Matt Bernstein. Katy Perry is officially no longer a part of the LGBT community, a third fan declared. And as Perry gears up to release her new, currently untitled album, some fans are urging her to be careful about who she aligns herself with.
Yeah.
Right. Others are urging her to return the vehicle, if for no other reason, due to the safety recall. Meanwhile, some of the star's fans, dubbed Katy Cats, have decried it hypocritical to call out Perry and not other mega celebrities who have also used the Cybertruck. Lady Gaga, Kim K, Jay-Z, and Justin Bieber have all been spotted hanging out in Cybertrucks.
And you know they all got these for free, right?
Of course they did. It's not like they paid for them.
Because they're influencers, you know?
Anybody that's fucking paper
bag and influenced me with the paper bag, you know?
And that's the thing with this new generation and the celebrities too, you know, they'll definitely, you know, take anything for free. And I mean, Of course, every company is going to give their swag out to those that are going to post or be seen out and about. Like when I go open my Star magazine or People, there they are. And that's Cybertruck. So it's like free publicity. So it's give them a free car.
It's free advertising.
Continuously get free advertising over and over again. And who doesn't want to be the next Lady Gaga, Kim K, Jay-Z, you know, like people idolize them. So
to the people who need a Cybertruck for free, the least they get a Cybertruck, right? You know?
Exactly.
Right.
And I think it's weird that she, as a celebrity, I don't care what her political views are, quite honestly. I just don't think it's really smart to be seen calling him an idol, especially because she has a large gay fan base. And
yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Musk is pretty much anti-LGBT and anti-trans. Right. You know, we know better than to, you know, associate with him there. But of course, you know, folks who are trans for, you know, or, you know, demisexual or, you know, whatever the hell she is. I don't
exactly
know. Exactly. You know, basically in this case then, you know, just for, you know, appearances, it's just one of those cases there where she's doing it because, hey, I'm getting free stuff. And so I'm now like linked to Elon because the fact you sent me a free Cybertruck, you know, F the gay community, what have they given me, you know, kind of thing.
And I'm just going to say, when she does go to tour after this untitled album comes out, we can all assume that we're going to see it in the ticket sales for sure. Because these Katy Cats.
Let's hope so.
I hope so, because I really hope that her fans call her out on this and they see her for what she truly is. I mean, or she would at least say, I'm sorry, you know, something. Yeah. She needs to do something to make up for it, because it's a huge, huge slam to the gay community. And they're the ones that buy her albums and her tickets. And
right. Yeah. You need to,
they adore
you need
her.
To play to your fan base, and you're certainly doing everything but doing that.
But
by posing with your Cybertruck.
And I realize, like, Lady Gaga, Kim K, you know, Jay-Z, Justin Bieber. I mean, it's Hollywood. They're expensive. They're the hot new car or whatever, you know.
Trendy.
But they're not getting on X or other platforms like Instagram saying, oh, my gosh, I idolize you.
Thanks, Elon Musk.
Yeah, that was taking it a little far, I think. So.
Right. Yeah, I think it's just a bridge too far, as one might say.
I don't really see him being an idol, but apparently she does, so.
Especially in the LGBTQ community. New. Anyways, we're going to take a break. And when we return, 1 million mums hates house buying. And the new Britney Spears drama, as Not Straight Cast, continues after this. Not Straight Radio, 24/7 LGBTQ talk radio, where conversations spark connections, diversity takes center stage. Tune in for insightful dialogues on love, life, the news, and everything in between. Not Straight Radio is your destination for thought-provoking content that resonates with every shade of the rainbow. Not Straight Radio, 24/7 LGBTQ talk radio, because everybody's story deserves to be heard. Visit nsc.lgbt/radio to listen now. Did you know that Not Straight Radio is now available on your smart speaker? Just tell Alexa, play Not Straight Radio.
Really? You want to listen to that crap?
Not Straight Radio, now available on your smart speaker. Welcome back to Not Straight Cast. We're going to go ahead here and get into the next story. And this one has to do with 1 million moms. 1 million moms. Mommy. It's outrageous that the real estate company Zillow showed a gay couple buying a house in one of their ads. So we're going to go ahead here and play the ad there so you can hear it, and then we'll talk about it. So here it is.
To help save for our home, we stopped going on trips and giving each other expensive gifts. We handmade them instead. That one took me 3 weeks. Getting pre-qualified for a home loan was easier. It only took like 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it's just, yes. Yep.
Put it on.
On me?
Yes.
What, wait, oh.
I'll put it on you.
Okay.
Foxcar.
Mm-hmm.
So basically he's taking, like, the guy's opening up a gift and it's a fox scarf. It's a hand knit one. It's cute, you know?
I've seen this ad. Okay. I saw this.
So the sad part
you're
is,
talking
okay.
about it. I saw it. I thought it was a cute ad. I saw this just last week. I was watching TV and I was actually proud of Zillow.
He kisses the fox nose at the end. He's like, you know, the guy's like,
it was adorable. Yeah. I mean, I liked it.
Well, they were only on there for 8 seconds, apparently.
Yeah, they weren't even on there that long. Like, it was very quick. Like, I was watching one of those like free streaming like channels and it was a quick little ad, but it was so cute. Like, they were a cute little couple. Like,
and while the ad didn't say anything about the couple's sex lives or identity, 1 million moms accused Zillow of trying to normalize sin. Of course, this commercial permits same-sex relationship in the LGBTQ agenda. 1 million moms wrote on its site saying that Zillow was permitting sexual perversion described in the Bible. 1 million moms website has a petition for supporters to sign expressing their discomfort with their Zillow ad and threatening to boycott the company if it continues to air this inappropriate commercial. I disagree with the LGBTQ agenda you're forcing on families in your controversial ad, DIY Home Loan, which features a homosexual couple, the petition reads. I'm not buying in your social agenda to push the gay lifestyle and redefine family. Your latest ad offends me as well as many other conservative customers. Of course, they've gotten about 9,500 signatures on the petition at the time of publication. So 1 million moms, they only have about 108,000 social media followers on Facebook. It has a habit of throwing a fit anytime a company anywhere publicly acknowledges the existence of queer people. So their past sins, their outrage has been directed at Parents Magazine for featuring a same-sex couple, an anti-smoking ad that mentions erectile dysfunction, Highlights Magazine for acknowledging gay people, Scholastic Books for featuring LGBT inclusive children's books, the Roseanne reboot for featuring a non-binary child, a Disney cartoon for its brief scenes of two men kissing, Azelle's jewelry commercial for featuring a lesbian couple, the fairy tale drama series Once Upon a Time for showing a lesbian kiss, 30-second ad for featuring affectionate male same-sex couple, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade featuring trans and non-binary performers, and an ad showing a lesbian couple paying with their laundry, and humorous insurance ad showing a male same-sex couple. Oh my God.
I am so sick of the moms.
1 million moms, yeah.
The 1 million moms, it's anything. Like, they're these crazy conservative women that have banded together, and anytime they find anything offensive, one little thing, it's like, oh my God, we need a petition.
Like, oh my God, I woke up this morning. We need a petition.
Like, as you can see, I mean, they've gone after Scholastic, Parents, Disney, I mean, Zells. I mean, I'm sorry, but gay folk exist. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
right? Exactly. Yeah. They exist. We're here. We're queer. Get used to it, kind of thing, you know?
It's just, they're just always like screaming for attention, it seems like. And just as soon as you get over the last controversy with them,
something
and
new.
And it finally like dies down, they find something new. And then here we go again. It's like they just got to keep it,
fueling the flames. Yeah. Like, they have to keep it going. Mm-hmm.
I said, now it's Zillow now. So, I mean, you know, you look at it. I mean, the list just goes on and on. But the thing that I think is really funny is, you know, gay folks aren't going anywhere. So I'm starting to think, like, my moms, where are you going to shop at eventually? Because if you're boycotting Zillow, you're boycotting Disney, you boycott Highlights Magazine. Okay.
We're going to Walmart.
Where are you going to shop?
Walmart. Walmart.
I guess Walmart. I mean,
until they become woke. Yeah, right.
And then once they're woke, yeah. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I shop at Walmart because it's one of the places that's open until 11 p.m.
I hate Walmart.
I mean, I don't think anybody likes
everybody
Walmart.
That knows me knows that I do.
But have you been to Walmart before? Yes. Everybody has.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't go there because you want to. You go there because you have to. So... yeah.
In my case, I Instacart and Amazon.
Actually, during the pandemic, I learned that you can get grocery pickup from Walmart. It made it so much easier.
Yeah, I've done that once before. So, and actually here, you know, we have a Walmart that's close by, but it doesn't really have that much grocery. So,
okay,
I don't tend to go there as much. But yeah, I don't know what to think about this one. I'm just like, here they are again, you know, like. Mm-hmm. And I really don't think, honestly, I know it says it has 108,000. When we look at the population of the U.S. and the number of moms, that's really not that many moms, to be honest. No.
It's not as much as 60 million, though, which apparently Britney Spears has.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk about Brit. Fans only want the best for Britney Spears after 13 years in a conservatorship that seemed to stifle every aspect of her personal and professional life. After she was freed by the courts in 2021, everything seemed to go her way. From her marriage to Sam, to a hit single with Elton John, now there appears to be some serious concern about her finances from insiders who are still part of her inner circle. They claim that the 42-year-old pop star has been spending money at a furious pace with trips to the luxurious Brando Resort in French Polynesia at a cost close to $1 million. She reportedly spares no expense on the private jets, staff, nor frequency of the trips. The singer has also enjoyed a holiday in Hawaii, which means a $350,000 four-season stay in the presidential suite. Not exactly a budget trip.
Cha-ching!
I wish I could spend $350,000 at the Four Seasons.
I can barely spend $350, much less $350,000. So take off a few zeros, you know.
I know, right?
Yeah.
An insider said she cannot afford this. She had $60 million when the conservatorship ended, as we all know, and she's now where the conservatorship started. She's in danger of going broke. So let's not forget that Spears also has legal bills still to pay, which were reported to be around $4 million. She also settled her case with her father, Jamie Spears, for his alleged misspending of her fortune while she was in her conservatorship. Unfortunately, she did not win that case because the court had actually approved the spending while she was in the conservatorship. Instead, she settled and was forced to pay a $2 million legal bill to her father. A second insider who is privy to what Spears is going through is upset at how she's received no justice after the conservatorship ended. And that includes her finances. However, others are concerned about the state of her mental health, with a third source noting she had lots of freedom in the conservatorship and the restrictions were there to protect her. She's not protected anymore. Even if Spears is going overboard with her money in 2024, it still begs the question of why she came out of the conservatorship worth only $60
million. Yeah, that seems to be very questionable.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the mystery of Spears' finances may never be solved. Because there were too many hands in the cookie jar and just not enough oversight happening for over a decade. And it's a tragedy that seems to have no happy ending.
So let me ask you this here. Do you believe that she belongs in the conservatorship?
No.
No.
I know that she had a lot going on when it started and
okay.
lost custody of her kids. And, you know, but since the conservatorship happened, her, if you've watched, you know, the documentary, if you read her memoir, like she has, I mean, she was told what to do. She was put on medication. Every facet of her life was scrutinized and watched. She would have to ask her daddy, you know, I mean, she's the same age as me, to say, hey, I want to go down the street, you know, in my own car, you know, leave my own house. Like, and he spent the money on so much stuff. So it's really sad to see that a celebrity of her caliber who has worked since I watched her on the Disney Channel.
That's been a long time.
Back when you had to subscribe to it.
Before it was a free channel.
Back in the day.
God, you're showing your age.
She's grown up with me. And I mean, she's had so much fortune and so many albums. And for somebody to come out of this conservatorship only being worth $60 million is just really tragic. She's worked her whole life. She's should have enough money to live the rest of her life and not even have to pick work ever again. But I mean, unfortunately in Hollywood, I mean, $60 million is not that much money.
It just seems like kind of like one of those things there where it's become a big circus of everybody around her, you know?
It
and
was
it's just a literally circus. A mess, you know? It's like too many people
and
have
I
their
love
hands
Britney.
In their cookie jar and, you know, just taken, you know?
I've always loved Britney and I was so happy when she finally got out of that conservatorship. But then when we found out how much money she actually had,
yeah,
and that's all that was left, I was like,
oh God.
Whoa. Like, that's not that much money for somebody of her caliber. So
that's not good at all there. So hopefully she stays, you know, financially above board, you know, is not declaring bankruptcy like everybody else is, you know?
Yeah. It's always there, I guess, if she needs it, but
right.
I would love to see her honestly come back. You know, I would love to see her. Everybody loves the story of, you know, somebody that falls, gets back up, but getting you the comeback, you know, let's have that comeback. I mean, if she did that album, like when that Elton song came out, every club I went to, everywhere I went, you heard that song.
What was that song?
That Britney did with Elton.
What was the name of the song?
You don't remember it, JoJo.
You don't know it either, do you? I was like, maybe I'll learn
Dancer.
Something here. What?
No, they did Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer,
Elton
okay,
John,
yeah. Everyone knows that
and
song.
Britney did. And it was remixed. It was all over the gay clubs. It was everywhere you went. And it was just such a good song. And I mean, if she would come back out with another album or even tour again, but get to do it on her own accord.
Even if she came out with a Greatest Hits album, yeah. Yeah, even if she came
even
out with
a Greatest
Hits
album.
Yeah.
I mean.
No new songs. It's just
some
the
of
same
our other
repackaged.
Divas, look, Janet hasn't had an album in forever. Madonna hasn't. Hop on in a minute, I don't think. They're still touring, so.
Yeah.
She could just basically go on tour if she wanted to, and it'd be there in no time, so.
That's how they're making their money. Yeah, she had her Las Vegas, you know,
the
show.
Residency. She yeah, made residency. A ton. But so. They spent that, unfortunately. Yeah. So, I mean, I loved the circus tour. I saw her during that one, and I saw her when she was an opening act for NSYNC back in the day.
Boy, Justin Timberlake has not done her well. He's done her pretty dirty, as he's done everybody else pretty dirty. Like Janet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like my girl Janet.
Right.
Yeah, I love my Janet too. Yeah, Justin's not doing so hot right now. So, well, but I just feel bad for Britney because.
As they say, karma's a bitch, you know?
Yes. So as he falls, she will rise.
Right. So. Anyways, we're going to go ahead here and we're going to take our final break. We'll be right back. With our moment of conclusion, as Not Straight Cast continues after this.
Couplet is passionate about specialty coffee. Queer woman owned and built for everyone, Couplet was created to make great coffee more fun and approachable. We skip the pretentious tasting notes and gatekeeping and go right to the good part. Ridiculously delicious coffee you can prepare however the f*** you like. Shop online at nsc.lgbt/coffee. That's nsc.lgbt/COFFEE.
Want to support Not Straight Cast? Well, you can visit the notstraightcast.com/store, where you can get Not Straight Cast t-shirts, hats, bags, coffee mugs, and much, much more. Along with getting some snazzy merchandise, your purchase in the Not Straight Cast store also helps support the show. Visit notstraightcast.com/store. That's notstraightcast.com/store. And now it's time for Moment of Conclusion. So Rodney Volson, the founder of LGBTQ History Month, is setting the record straight about how LGBTQ identities are depicted in the Bible. After a historic vote by the United Methodist Church to end its ban on LGBTQ clergy, Volson penned an essay for Advocate directed at the religious leaders around the world who still use the Bible as an excuse to discriminate against LGBTQ people. Volson acknowledged that there are certainly some passages in the Bible that are not friendly to homosexuals, asexuals, or gender nonconforming people. Of course, he added, the Holy Writ can be awfully rough on a lot of people. Women generally, boys who make fun of prophets, non-virgin brides, those who commit adultery, the enslaved, and the indigenous inhabitants of the Promised Land when Moses and Joshua brought their people from Egypt, the Canaan, because basically they killed everybody. So he emphasized that above all, the Bible champions kindness and says folks must practice peace and harmony while loving one another, even in defiance of exclusionary practices embedded in social status, class, ethnicity, or gender and sexual identities. He then quotes St. Paul, who said, in Christ, we are neither male or female, before adding that both Jesus and St. Paul were asexual. Volson wrote, Jesus never courted, was infatuated, kissed, or married a woman. He said St. Paul lived an unmarried asexual life, encouraged others to do the same. Jesus also taught that gender does not exist in the afterlife, writing that Jesus instead taught that angels in heaven are asexual, non-binary beings who do not have romantic or sexual partnerships. Heaven, according to Jesus, was a non-binary paradise. Gone are male and female, gone are heterosexuality, homosexuality, and bisexuality. Jesus' vision for this life is one of welcoming arms that invite all persons to the table. And his vision for the afterlife is something more rainbow-friendly than his conservative followers will admit. Volson ended the piece by explaining that Christianity still has a place in today's world when viewed for this more inclusive lens, and when we acknowledge that Jesus had progressive views that embraced diversity, equity, and inclusion. Looking at it this way, Volson said, the Christian story can be encouragement for all of us to love our neighbors without regards to sexuality, gender dictates, or which bathroom people relieve themselves in. So let me ask you a question here. I mean, are you religious at all?
Oh, I get that question a lot. And my parents did not agree on religion. Okay. So therefore, my dad wanted us to go to church. My mom was like, no, they can grow up and figure it out later on their own.
Okay.
Therefore, I never really did. And I was gay. So, I mean, come
well,
on
they
now.
Knew you were gay? Early?
Yeah, I think they kind of knew I was gay. I mean, like, you know, my mom told me, honey, he was playing with Barbies and sashaying it too. Like, I kind of already knew.
You open up your mouth and a purse fell out, right?
Yeah. I can even look at home videos and be like, already flapping that hand, honey. I'm flapping it right now in front of JoJo if you guys can't see. And being like, whatever. It was just so obvious. But no, like,
You're not the gayest person I know, though. That's the sad part about it.
I'm not the gayest person I know either, but I don't know, JoJo. I don't know if you're religious, but I'm not. It's not like I'm not spiritual, I guess, but
I'm confirmed, but I did not go to a Catholic school. I went to a regular public school, but I went to CCD catechism on, you know, every Saturday morning in church and everything there. And that was probably the worst 8 years of my life. Every Saturday is going to CCD. Oh my God. Remember one time I got my glasses broken.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought church was supposed to be welcoming.
I mean, I was like bawling. Of course, you know, then, you know, the person who is supposed to be taking care of us is not doing anything. It was just,
right.
You know, I was probably more bullied and harassed during a CCD than I ever was in high school.
Oh, that's horrible.
So, and I wasn't out of high school, nor was I gay, you know, and if, like, you listen to my voice, it doesn't sound like I'm gay.
No. But,
you know, unfortunately, some people figured out.
Voice.
Some people figured out right away. And I don't know how. I mean, because it's not like I'm flamboyant. I'm kind of like, I project the image of a straight guy, you know?
Yeah, you do.
Kind
You're
of?
Definitely like the straight, like, gay friend I have. Like, for real. Like, if you guys haven't seen JoJo, like, for real. Like, he walks straight, talks straight.
Fuck women.
But he's gay.
Right?
But you can play straight when you need to. See, I don't have that option, friend. But no, I don't do church. And somebody told me not too long ago the other day, you know, well, maybe you should think about joining a church. And, you know, I'm not going to say my age, but if I've made it this long, I think I'm good. Shut up, Jeff.
Hey, the music came back. I've told my age on here, but, you know. So, yeah, I mean, granted, I mean, whenever our conversations start veering towards, like, what medications we're on this week, that's a good sign that we're old. Being all prim and proper, I don't take any medications.
I don't, honey.
Right? Well, yeah, whatever.
Born fabulous.
But guess what? We're at the end of the show.
Already?
I know, yeah.
The end?
The end. But hey, it's been a pleasure being with you on this first show.
Yes.
We miss Becca. We'll always miss Becca.
We miss you, Becca.
But anyways, we're going to go ahead and wrap
Thank
it up there.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me, friend.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for listening to Not Straight Cast. Subscribe where all great podcasts are sold. Visit Not Straight World, which will allow you to access all the websites. Not Straight Cast, NotStraight.news, and Not Straight Radio. And NotStraightReal.com. Email us at feedback@NotStraightCast.com or record a voice message at nsc.lgbt/VM. And until next time, have a Not Straight one.